As cold weather sets in, there are less food opportunities for free-ranging chickens. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They can find bits to eat here and there, but you have to assist with their diets as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
In the wintertime, free-range chickens don't have bugs to dine on, but they do like to scratch under a light snow and pick up seeds and nibble on refuse from the fall garden. On really cold, snowy days, it's a good idea to lock them up in the coop. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says free-range chickens find plenty to eat other times of the year, but you have to help them with their diet during the winter.
Offer them some table scraps from your salads, or as you trim them, save those carrot peels and save the ends of the lettuce and the spinach and things like that, and just throw out there and let them peck around at them and get some greenery. Another idea that works pretty well is to cut a pumpkin or a squash open and just let them peck around at that. Those squash-type plants are very rich in vitamin A, plus it gives them something to do.
Frame says he enjoys offering leafy green alfalfa hay, which is very rich in vitamins. If you put a slice of hay in a net and hang it, the birds get exercise and stimulation from pecking it out. He also recommends offering cracked corn as scratch. Corn is high in carbohydrates, and it helps keep their body heat up. Do keep a close eye on your chickens to make sure they're not becoming malnourished.
They'll usually become thin, or else they'll start showing signs of possible lameness if they're not getting adequate calcium and vitamin D. That's a real concern, and that's one of the reasons why probably the most important thing during any kind of a stressed weather situation on feeding birds is make sure they have an adequate supply of a balanced chicken feed available too, because that has all the calcium and phosphorus and things that they need.
Learn more on feeding free-range chickens during winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.